Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
While I was waiting for the election results, my thoughts turned to Cyrano de Bergerac. You may know that old French play by Edmond Rostand, or the many movies it's inspired. Cyrano was a real-life 17th-century hero, an outspoken soldier and poet with a big, ugly nose. As a favor to a shy young comrade, he ghostwrites love letters to win the ravishing Roxanne. But the friend is killed in battle. Roxanne goes into a nunnery to mourn. For years, Cyrano visits her every week, never revealing the letter-writing thing or his own love for her. Fatally ill, he makes one last trip to the nunnery. Only then does Roxanne realize it was Cyrano whose eloquence and passion had captured her heart all those years ago. Suddenly, he hallucinates that the forces of darkness have finally come for him. Those evils he's been battling with pen and sword all his life. In the garden of the nunnery, he draws his blade and cries out, "I know you all, old enemies of mine. Deceit," he strikes the air with his sword. "Prejudice," he strikes again. "Cowardice, stupidity. You may lay me low in the end, but for now, I fight on." Cyrano collapses. Roxanne rushes to kiss his fevered brow. He smiles, takes his last breath. The curtain falls. We don't carry swords anymore. We have ballots, phone calls, door knocking, campaign contributions, letters to the editor. But we follow in the civic footsteps of heroes like Cyrano, those thinkers and doers of the 17th and 18th centuries who laid the groundwork for our modern concepts of democracy, public responsibility, moral duty. And whatever an election's outcome, their struggle and ours is far from over. We can reconcile with our election enemies, and should, but larger ones still confront us. Cyrano's enemies. Deceit, prejudice, cowardice, stupidity. That's the real point of the play. Not the letter-writing subterfuge or the unspoken love, but that killer ending. The enemies of truth and goodness in public life are cunning and durable, so we must pick up our swords and fight on. Only then will history, as Roxanne did with Cyrano, kiss our fevered brow in recognition and gratitude. Our fame will endure, our lives will have meaning, and the curtain will never fall. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.